כי יש בעניין זה של בחינס ביטול והסתכלוס על התכלס כמה וכמה אלופים וריבי רבובויס בחינויס ומדרגויס בין כל אודם ואודם. Rav Nosson says, because regarding this issue of Bitul that we mentioned, and people trying to reach up to Hashem, there are thousands and tens of thousands of levels and differences between each and every single person. Every person has their own ups and downs, and their own thousands of levels of feeling close to Hashem, feeling far from Hashem, etc. V'afilu ba'odam echad bi'atzmoi, and even within one individual Jew, yesh kama shinuyim ben kol zman ve'is. There are vast differences at different times. One day a person feels super religious, the next day he thinks the worst. There was an unbelievable episode in Rabbi Nachman's life where he was once at a wedding with his students, and in those days they didn't have the disco stuff we have today, the other stuff, they kept it simple. So they had different acts that they performed at weddings to liven things up. So one of the things they would do is they would have a performer. They'd have the room totally dark, and a person would come up dressed in a certain way. And then the room would darken again, and the person would come back dressed totally different. You know, they'd do this in a very humorous way. So Rabbeinu Zal was at a wedding like this with his students, and he sees the guy come in first time, dressed in white and floating around, obviously portraying an angel, a malach. So everybody saw this, they knew, oh, he's a malach. The guy went out, came back 3 seconds later, dressed in black robes, dressed like a galach, like a priest. Malach galach, and everybody's laughing and other. Rabbi Nachman looked at this, and he turned to his students, and he said, that's us. That's a Jew in this world. Otis min ha-malach, otis min ha-galach. A Jew at 9 o'clock in the morning can be an angel, and at 10 o'clock in the morning can be a priest. That's how the pendulum can swing in our lives.